And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, over in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here overlooking Fisherman's Landing in San Diego with all the boats operating and going here this morning. Busy morning here down at the landings, and we have Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher right here in the office with us. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup and the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Back at home, like you say, overlooking Fisherman's Landing and overlooking exactly where that searcher ties up. And what a fun day to have Art in the studio today, man.
Yeah. In fact, the searcher's tying up any moment now, right?
Yeah. 8 o'clock, yeah.
8 o'clock, he's coming in. All right, and with a nice load of fish.
Yeah, he had some action on some yellowtail and a few yellowfin tuna, and unfortunately the bluefin tuna are doing what bluefin tuna do.
Seeing them,
but not catching them. So
yeah,
they're out there, though. There's plenty of bluefin tuna around.
That's good. Yeah, there's plenty of tuna around. So
yeah.
And it's still just like July 5th, so it's early.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, we have a big season ahead of us.
Yes, we do, and we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. So, looking at the searcher, of course, we have our Let's Talk Hookup day and a half trip on Tuesday afternoon. That's it's shaping up to look pretty darn good, though.
Yeah, there's some options for sure. You know, we still have a couple days to make a decision on where we're going to go, and you know, there's some options locally there for that bigger bluefin tuna. And it sounds like that stuff floated yesterday and bit a little bit. And, you know, boy, it's a chance for a fish of a lifetime. And then down there, you know, 120 to 140 miles, there's yellowtail on kelps. There's yellowfin tuna on bait spots. And there's schools of bluefin tuna up to 40 pounds down there. So
wow.
We'll make a decision Tuesday afternoon, probably, yeah, which way we're going to go.
What's the grade on that yellowtail?
The yellowtail is 8 to 20 pounds. It's It's
nice
good
fish.
Good size fish. Yeah, they're fun to catch on 25 or 30 pound and a live sardine. And the last trip that I ran, a lot of guys did well on yo-yo lures down there at 90 feet. They were getting bites, and so it was good fishing. Yeah,
really fun. Let's talk a little bit about safety on the searcher and all the sport fishing. The boats are being very diligent about safety and everybody's health and safety, right?
Well, on the searcher, we are, that's for sure. We, we have protocols in place where when you check in, you're going to sanitize your hands. You're going to sign the release that you haven't had any symptoms or haven't been in contact with anybody that's had symptoms for the last 3 weeks. And then you get your temperature checked before you go on the boat, and then the crew is there, and they have face coverings and gloves on so that they can help load the gear. And we sanitize your hands again before you come on, and face coverings are required. And in the galley, we're doing shifts so that there's no more than two people at a table unless, it's a household member. You can have dinner with your dad or your mom or your sister or whatever. And then in the cabins, we're using the HIPAA filtration system, and we're sanitizing everything. All the linens get changed, and the blankets get sanitized, and they're being rotated out on a regular basis. And if you go into a cabin, your head may be facing outboard, and your roommate head would be facing inboard, so that there's distancing in the cabins. And the crew is, we have a big bucket of disinfectant wipes out on the deck, and they just sanitize all day long. So we are very, very conscious about making sure that our clientele is safe. It's safe to come on board.
Yeah, and it shows, too, because you guys have just done such a good job. And I know that the crews are very, very diligent about it because they know that's their job. I mean, that's what they
need. Well, think about worst-case scenario. Art and Celia Taylor get the virus.
Right.
Art's not running the boat for 14 days or could be longer. Celia's not in the office. Could be, I don't want to use the word catastrophic, but it would certainly cause a huge impact.
Right.
We don't want to get the virus.
No.
If you lose two captains, then who's going to run the boat?
Right.
We want to protect our clientele and let them know that it's safe to come out, because we're doing everything that we possibly can to make sure that everybody's safe, and we want to be safe as well.
It got brought up yesterday at the live broadcast. Somebody asked what the things were doing, and it's been good to see that everybody took this very seriously. Everybody has their opinions, and you hear some people this and some people that, but things were taken clearly very seriously, as you hear from a protocol like that, the check-in process at the landings, the amount of effort that people are putting into it, and it was not taken lightly. You can make whatever personal decision you want, but you can also be confident knowing that the boat you're going on, especially if it's on the searcher, the amount of effort that's been putting into the safety of all the passengers.
Indeed.
It's about, you hear the phrase all the time, consumer confidence,
Right.
I mean, I get it if you're, in your 70s or something like that and you have a respiratory issue, then obviously you probably don't want to come on the searcher, because you're at risk. But I think it's pretty safe to say that outdoor activities are pretty low risk, and for the most part, with the exception at night on these multi-day trips, long-range trips, you're in your cabins. But for the most part, you're outside. And, social distancing at the rail, if you have to be, in the corner fighting a fish and you can't be 6 feet apart, then you need to wear a mask.
Right.
Simple. Right. Wear a mask.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big a sacrifice to make sure that you are safe and your fellow anglers are safe. That's pretty simple.
And also, we get the opportunity to continue to go fishing. And speaking of fishing, Andrew's calling us from the Pacifica this morning. Good morning, Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, morning, guys. Morning, Art.
Morning.
Yeah, I got to say that was very well put. As far as our safety protocol, I enjoyed listening to that because it's obviously the same thing here on board the Pacifica. Because, like Art said, as far as him and Celia, I have two beautiful children that we're not going to bring it home to. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, got to be safe. So you catching some fish?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, yeah. So on a brighter note, yeah, fishing's been a lot of fun. You know, yesterday there was a little bit of weather down below, kind of where we've been fishing. So we opted to stay up closer and kind of focus on the big ones. And man, it was a fun day yesterday. Just about all day long, we had some kind of something hooked up. At the end of the day, we ended up with 16 of those beautiful bluefin, all in the 110 to 193 was our biggest one yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
Wow!
And you had 16 of them.
Yeah, yeah, we got lucky and had 16 of them. You know, obviously with that kind of fishing, there's going to be casualties, so we did have a few get away. But for the most part, our group did a phenomenal job in keeping everything straight and keeping them tight, and we managed to capitalize on quite a few bites.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah. So what was the hot ticket?
You know, the flying fish on the kite was pretty deadly, but we also had quite a few bites on the sinker rig and sardine. The 6-ounce rubber banded sinker with a nose hook sardine was pretty effective.
Nice.
Quite a few bites that way.
Now, was that all day long, was this action, or was it early morning, late evening?
Yeah, you know, it was just about all day long. You know, we got a little shot in the dark where we got a couple before the sun came up, and we were seeing fish all day long. I think it was just a matter of getting on the right one throughout the day. But for the most part, you know, there wasn't very many lulls yesterday.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's good
that
news.
That is awesome.
Well, great. So what's the schedule for the Pacifica there? When are you going fishing, and do you have space available?
Yeah, so we're out tonight. Tonight's trip's a day and a half. A little bit of room on it, but we've got our whole schedule up for the rest of the month, as well as August and September. Our whole schedule's up online at PacificaSportFishing.com. You can make a reservation on our website, or you can call Seaport Landing directly at 619-224-3383, and they'll get you a spot to hopefully come out with us, and we'll do our best to get you on them.
Beautiful vessel, and great operator, and great crew, Pacific out of Seaport Sport Fishing. Way to get them,
yeah.
Andrew. Appreciate that report, and good luck tonight. Hopefully some of our listeners jump on that trip. It's biting, so it's time to go.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Thanks for your time, guys.
All right. Very good. All right. Hey, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Boy, we really do. Just so much to talk about. So much going on with the searcher, inshore, offshore, the long trips coming up, all this great bluefin up and down the beach. It's going to be a great show, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we talking searcher, talking fishing, having a great time this morning, we are also giving away such a killer prize. End of the show today, someone is going to get a brand new Anza Fish Pro Series Filet Knife. The highest end knife you guy could ever get their hands on. That
$185 knife. Got it sitting right here, man. In fact, I cut myself the other day. They're sharp.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they work. Yeah, this is a really nice size. Anza Fish Pro Series Filet Knife, and you will be a lucky person if you win it.
You know the story. Those guys got together in a collaboration with Fisherman's Processing and sat down with those guys to, you know, with the idea of creating the single best knife. You know, what can we do for material, sharpness, you know, shape, size, handle, the whole nine. And, you know, with those guys in mind, they went through several tests and built what, you know, what they feel is the best filet knife ever made. And somebody's going to get that knife at the end of the show today. What an awesome prize and an awesome opportunity to talk to Captain Art. Again, 833-288-0973. That's the number. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time this morning. Phones are already packed solid, but if you want to get your through to Chalk to Art, 833-288-0973.
Indeed, and I have to say, you know, remember last Sunday we did Reel a Week tickets?
Of course.
And thanks to all our listeners for helping sell that out.
Oh,
and,
great.
So that was great news, made that announcement. But also, don't forget, when we were on the show last week, I promised to give away your choice of any Talica reel to us in Shimano. They're doing that to one lucky person that bought tickets during that time period. Okay, so Tim Baker pulled the winner, and congratulations to Phil Curry.
Hey,
he
nice,
is
Phil.
The winner of that, and then the Carl Newell rod and reel. Congratulations to Andy Gigliano.
Okay.
And he was the winner, and Tim will be in touch with both of you. And
that's cool.
Yeah, I wonder which one Phil's going to pick.
That was such a cool promotion. If you didn't catch it on Sunday, we were talking about, basically, if you bought tickets for the Reel a Week promotion, which, as we all know, is a really cool promotion by Friends of Rollo, where every week they give away another high-end reel. But if you bought them during that time span, and you mentioned that you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup, yeah, Pete and Shimano combined to give you, you know, your choice, if you were the lucky winner, like Phil was, of any single Talica you wanted.
Cool.
I thought that was really cool of you, man.
Yeah.
And I know that that sold a lot of tickets and raised a lot of money for Friends of Rollo.
Yeah.
So nice going.
Thanks to Mike Lum and Tim Baker for all their hard work. That was pretty amazing. And speaking of hard work, there's another event coming up, the used tackle sale. Going to be a big event.
Yes, yes, it will.
Sunday, August 9th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, 1 p.m. start. Boy, it's going to be that's going to be a big, big sale. So.
It will be. I know that I mentioned it yesterday, but we are one of the drop-off locations at Fisherman's Landing Tackle to receive donations. And it is super easy. I mean, you don't have to do anything if you don't want. If you'd like, you know, if you'd like a tax-deductible receipt and things like that, of course, we'll help take care of that too. But if you just want to clean out your garage and you know you've got some fishing tackle that is not going to be of use to you anymore, but you want it to go to friends of Rollo and them to earn some good money with, you can literally just go to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, drop it off to us, and we'll handle it. Dana Landing will certainly do the same thing. Like, you can walk in with a bundle of rods and a box of reels and just say, here you go, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
We'll take care
and
of everything.
And there's several
else.
Tackle stores up and down the coast of L.A., Orange
I'm
County.
Sure.
We have
yeah,
a lot
I'm
of
sure.
listeners up there that want to donate tackle. Hey, all that tackle, all the money produced from that tackle donation goes to taking kids fishing.
Yep.
So it's a worthy cause. And speaking of which, Captain Frank Lopresti's on the from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah, and Pete, don't forget that we can provide the tax write-off for that.
Oh, yeah, 501c3
okay, I mean,
tax-deductible donation.
I've got a box of beautiful reels here that a guy just brought me the other day with a bundle of rods, and Doug came over and put a value on them, and I'm going to send the guy a receipt for receiving those rods, and he can write that off. So
fantastic.
That's something else people can keep in mind.
Big time.
So,
point, yeah.
Good morning. I just wanted to call about a nice fish this morning. I don't know if you've heard already. The Pegasus weighed in one this morning, gilled and gutted at 316 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Nice fish.
That's a good one, man. And that came from our local waters here, right?
A whole 50 miles away.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
And then the Shogun returned this morning with a beautiful catch. 10 fish over 100. He had 65 bluefin, 12 yellowtail, 1 dorado. 10 of them over 100, like I said. And that was from a three-day trip. Royal Polaris left yesterday, 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I just talked to him at 6 this morning. He had 3 fish aboard at 80 pounds apiece. So
Whoa.
Off to a decent start, and he was sitting on a school of fish. So
He's
hopefully
biting,
things
man.
Will keep going. And there's actually some pretty decent scores on some beautiful tuna. And, you know, the thing you got to remember, for every one you catch, boy, there's so many, you know, you hear, I talked to one guy this morning, said I got bit 4 times. I got chewed off 4 times.
Wow.
So,
big
you know,
fish,
that's
right?
That's going to happen, but, pardon?
It's big fish.
Well, it's, you know, according to Paul this morning on the Shogun, he says it's almost cookie cutter. Everything's from 100 to 150 pounds.
Jeez.
So, a lot of that, and then there's some of the smaller fish, too. Anyhow,
yeah.
Just wanted to let you guys know that.
That's
and
awesome.
A reminder about the Jesus thing, GoFundMe for Jesus Campagnoni. It's
yep.
going well, and we hope that continues. And I don't know what we'd do without Mike Lum and Tim Baker and Harold Davis. Those guys work their butts off. Harold's actually just a supervisor. Mike and Tim do all the work.
What? Harold's the orator, so we say, the ombudsman, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, but no, we can do without any of our crew and with the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo crew, including you, Frank. Thanks a lot for all the great news, and go catch a big one, right?
You bet. It's time. Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to mention. If those that are interested, Royal Polaris had to cancel a couple of trips. If anybody's interested in three-day trips, there are a couple of them in August that still have room. I think there's one in late July that has room. So if anybody's interested, take a look at our schedule and give us a call. Thank
okay.
you guys very, very much.
All right.
Thanks, Frank.
Appreciate that, Frank. Give a call to Royal Polaris Sport Fishing, Shogun Sport Fishing, and talk to the girls in the office and get set up on a good trip. Appreciate the call this morning, Frank. And, again, if you want to donate to that Jesus Campagnones GoFundMe page, go to our Facebook page and find the link to that GoFundMe page and help out Jesus, who is very sadly suffering from a pretty severe brain tumor right now, and we need to help this guy who has been part of our industry for many, many, many years.
I did it last night. That donation takes seconds. I mean,
yeah.
It takes, you know, one minute out of your time to lend a few dollars to a guy that lends all his time to helping us out. It's
oh, yeah.
very easy to find. I did exactly what you said. I went to the Fisherman, the Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page, found the link, clicked on it. I mean, it was just,
it was super, super easy to do, and I hope everybody else can, if they can afford it, can follow suit.
And you know what's cool, Frank?
Tell me.
You look down the list of people donating. It's like the who's of long range.
I enjoyed that.
You know,
it's
so great to see all these people in the long range world just stepping up and helping out a great guy.
You bet. And he is a great guy.
I've had
a couple stories sent to me this morning. I mean, just, you know, he is exceptional.
Yeah,
all right, I'll let you guys go.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, phones are packed. They want to cop the Captain Art Taylor or the Searcher. They want to talk some fishing here.
Sounds good to me. Why don't we start that off with Roger? He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Good morning, Roger. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show. Congratulations,
morning,
Art, on 50 years on with the Searcher and the Royal Polaris. Me and my grandson have been had several great fishing adventures on the Searcher, and he was lucky enough to learn how to play cribbage thanks to a couple of very patient fishermen like Alan, and he still forgets his nibs, Alan. my question to Art Taylor's quite a cribbage player, and I'd like to know where he learned and, you know, who taught him, and was it on a fishing boat, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
It cost me a lot of money learning how to do that.
Yep, I don't know that there's a boat that still goes out that goes fishing for more than a day or two where there's not probably a cribbage table shoved on a galley table
somewhere.
Absolutely,
got to have a cribbage board.
Yeah, it's kind of the long-range game now. And I guess Ricky's become quite the cribbage player now, too.
I love it, yeah. Well, Dallas, my grandpa and I used to play, and then I kind of fell out of it. And Dallas used to work at a lodge in Alaska all of her summers, and she played all the time. And, all the time. We've got the little travel board that anytime we're in an airport or something, got an extra few minutes, we always get the board out. I love it.
Best two-handed card game there is.
Yeah.
I've played a little bit. I got to learn. I guess I just better take the time to do it. Yeah. Hey, Roger, time to go fishing so you can get your cribbage vein going. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's head down south right now. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is calling us. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick. Hello, Art.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good fishing again this week, guys. You know, very few boats out, about three a day. We're still getting up and running, getting up to speed here, but, gosh, the fishing's been great, especially for the rooster fish. Wow. Lots and lots of guyos around. Mainly around the lighthouse, they're picking up the big boys, and on the Rincon side, just south of the lighthouse there, they're releasing, you know, as many fish as they have bit to catch. Biggest fish I saw was about close to 90 pounds. They're averaging, honestly, they're averaging between 40 and 50 pounds, something like that. A lot of really big, nice rooster fish around, real, really close to the beach. So everybody's loving those. Striped marlin are about 6 miles directly off the lighthouse, again, just straight outside. Lots and lots of stripers around, bunches. I would say the average boat's releasing probably three. Gabrielle was out there the day before yesterday, Gabrielle and Eddie, and they released nine. It's real common to hear boats coming in releasing five, six, seven fish. It's just a load of them out there.
Jeez.
A lot of stripers around, yeah. Taking the ballyhoo and the marlin lures. We got caballito for bait, a few on those, but mostly they love in the ballyhoo, so lots of them around. They're also picking up a big bull dorado right in that same area. Not many dorado around, but the ones that they're catching are big fish, like 30 to 45 pounders, nice big bulls. They're catching them on the marlin lures and cedar plugs there. So yellowfin they're catching big yellowfin right in the same areas as the big rooster fish, right there off the lighthouse, right off that first drop off. And I think they're coming out of Pomo, these big solitary fish. But they're the biggest tuna we're catching, and they're 30 to 50 pounders. Solitary fish, you know, they're not schooling, so they're picking up one or two a day. But real nice fish. They're dropping squid down for them and caballito, and that's working. Outside about 10 miles to 20 miles outside Pomo Park there, pods of porpoise holding a football-sized yellowfin, a lot of yellowfin. Pretty small fish, though. Biggest one I saw was about 15 pounds, but limits on those guys. They're catching them on hoochies, squid, cedar plugs there. Good fishing right now, guys. They're really good fishing. We're getting lots of great photos on the website.
That sounds fantastic. Now, John, there, you know how rumors are. There were rumors that there was talk about closure of Southern Baja. Have you heard anything about that?
No, you know, down here it's just pretty much like up there. They're getting a resurge in the COVID, so everybody's nervous. I haven't heard that. And gosh, the wife and I came in on Friday, flew down, and went up and picked up her and the dogs. And the airport was crowded, more crowded than I've ever seen it coming into Cabo. It was, I mean, it was jammed. Lots of people coming in. You know, I think part of that is Mexico is probably the only country that Americans can travel to right at the moment. Yeah. So everybody's taking advantage of it. But, no, I you hear the rumors, but that hasn't happened yet. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully not.
Yeah, and you're limited to capacity there, so there's a lot of social distancing going on at Rancho Leonero. Is it a maximum of 12 rooms? That's it?
Well, yeah, we're up to about 15 we can get away with, actually. It's a number of guests, and we can hold about 110 guests easily. You know, you have to keep in mind the ranch is so spread out anyway. You know, it's sitting in the middle of a mile on either side of our property, so there's nobody on the beaches, and the rooms are real spread out. They're actually going to do, rather than do a percentage of occupancy, they were going to do cubic meters or square feet per person and figure that out. And I was hoping they were going to do that because they have so much area in the ranch. Ranch is so spread out. Anyway, we're down between 10 and 15 rooms, and we haven't hit that yet. This coming week, we should be right up to our limits, though. That's for sure.
Well, that's great news. And, man, I'm telling you, the outdoor dining there, extraordinary place to have outdoor. I mean, all the food served outside. It's, you know, you have your own room separated.
Yep.
I mean, couldn't think of a better place to be right now than Rancho
Leonero. Yeah, you keep in mind how spread out the hotel is on the property and everything. Yeah, last night was rib night. We had a big rib night. We had people from town and everything. So
nice.
It's all good. We're down here.
Yeah, well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, sip on one of those margaritas and have a beautiful outdoor dining and catch a lot of fish, how do we do that?
Thanks, Peter. 800-646-2252. Or go on the website. We got lots and lots of photos on there. These big rooster fish are incredible. Lots of big boys. Big one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. Call from Rancho Leonero, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Hey, while we have you, though, I want to wish a big happy birthday to our Baja buddy, Castman, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours.
Happy birthday, Cass.
80 years old today.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Castman's 80? Happy birthday, Castman.
Cool. Happy birthday, Cass.
Yeah, and Cass will be our guest here in a couple weeks, too, so you'll have to stay tuned for that. Looking forward to having him in the world headquarters here at Let's Talk Hookup. So thanks, John. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Captain Mark Taylor, when you hear all these reports about 300-pounders on the Pacifica, on the Pegasus, all the fish that the different boats, how are you? I mean, this has got to get you yanked up about going fishing on Tuesday night on that day and a half.
Absolutely.
Let's Talk Hookup,
you know,
Jeff. Are you kidding me?
It's world class. It's a chance
Holy
to catch a fish
mackerel.
Of a lifetime. It's incredible.
And
I'm looking forward to going.
It's not just one or two guys watching everybody else catch a fish. I mean,
they're biting a little.
If they're putting 16 fish on the boat, how many are they hooking?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, you have a chance to tie into a fish of a lifetime.
It's 2-1 right at least.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's plenty of bites.
Yeah.
And it's all on heavy gear, so that's a good thing. You know,
you know what you're doing.
Hopefully you're going out with heavy gear so that you have the right gear from the start.
You
have a 2-speed reel, you have 80-pound test,
you have
the right size hook, and of course if they're getting bites on kites, then you know the boat kite reel that we're using is got a big 2-speed reel and 100-pound test, and so you have the right gear, so you have a chance.
Yes, yeah, that's the whole key. Is these big fish will chew through even 200-pound, right, Rick?
Certainly.
Sure. I mean, bluefin have a little more aggressive teeth than some of the other tunas do, and they're just so notorious for shaking their head, you know, getting straight up and down, and just big head shakes, and they just, you know, big ones go away. That's part of it. And man, it's just so exciting, though. Like Frank was saying, 50 miles away from home, it's like you just took one day out of the middle of a 15-day trip and put yourself at Clarion Island. I mean, they're, you know, they're catching pretty steady 100-pounders and a shot at a 250-pound. I mean, it's just, it's a pretty incredible thing to see going on right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into
it. You got everybody wants to talk to Art. Let's talk to Dylan. He's calling us from Lake Forest this morning. Hi, Dylan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Art, so if you could choose one time of the year to go fishing, what time of the year would you go?
When's your schedule open? Anytime. You know, this bluefin tuna fishery that's right here in our backyard, you know, I'm sure that if we were operating in the month of April and May and part of June there, that would have been a good time to go. You know, obviously, traditionally, summer and fall is our season, but you know, it's one of those things where with this fishery being so close and available to everybody that you know, if you got an open weekend or something like that and you're looking for something to do, then there's a trip that you can jump on. It's pretty incredible. I think that obviously probably my favorite time of the year is September, because September and October, generally the weather's pretty calm and the water's warm, so you get more variety. But, man, it's the last few years, you know, starting in April through November has been our season, and you can pick just about any time that meets your schedule and find a trip to go on.
Yeah, that's cool. Those ultra limited load trips have been a huge hit, haven't they?
They have, yeah. Yeah, this year is a little different because of the COVID thing, but no, they're great trips. Very low key.
That.
Everybody gets their own cabin.
Wow.
You know, 14 people on a 90-foot boat. There's no problem social distancing.
Yeah. You have a problem on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very low key. When we first started doing those trips, I'd tell the story that, you know, we had a great big ball of yellowtail underneath the boat, and I could hear the crew yelling and screaming back there, and I went running back there, and there was five people on the back deck. It was like, wait a minute, where is everybody? And, you know, there was guys watching TV, having a cup of coffee. You know, it just seems very, very low key and laid back, and
I love
it. And it's an awesome experience.
Yeah, and you do trips like 6 days and better on those ultra limited loads?
Yeah, 6 and 7 days primarily. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're key towards the fall, and
yeah. And I can't believe you still have spots available, especially prime time October.
Yeah. There's I think there's four spots on a couple of trips there in October.
Yeah.
And it's just a great time of year to go. Lots of options.
Yeah. So, 6 day, a 7 day ultra limited load, 14 people. Everybody gets their own cabin.
That's correct.
Yeah. And Guadalupe is certainly one of the
Guadalupe's an option. Yep. We have authorization to go there as far as the permits are concerned. We're just waiting for the Port of Ensenada to open. You know, one of the requirements for the permit and obtaining the permit and maintaining the permit is to check in Ensenada with the port captain and immigration and that sort of thing. So currently the Port of Ensenada, due to public health ministry in Mexico, is closed. So as soon as that opens, then I'm sure you'll be seeing trips going
should
to Guadalupe.
Should be fine by October, for sure.
Hopefully by August. You know, I spoke to our broker just a couple days ago, and he was hoping for some news the middle of this month.
Yeah.
I was just going to talk about those trips, and I just remember the success of Wahoo Fishing that you had on a particular couple of those in the fall last year. You guys had a couple of trips where they just – it would have been a great Wahoo score for 30 guys, and then when you look on the boat and you realize there's only 14 people there.
Gee.
Like, there was some really good fishing on those fall trips last year.
Yeah, Captain Mike went down there and found an area of kelp patties that he capitalized heavily on there and had just a phenomenal Wahoo fishing
That's
trip.
So cool.
That was in November, and I think there's a Well, we have that trip that we're giving away.
Right, the trip 32, the 8th day on the 8th
day, I believe it's full
November
now.
There's one spot left.
One spot.
I'm looking at the schedule right now.
The trip before that, I believe, has a couple, or after.
Nope, that one's sold out. The 8th day limited load says zero on.
Okay, well,
so
November sold out,
you
but
better
there's
get
room
on
in October.
Yeah, there's room in October, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, that's our grand prize for our San Diego County Ford Dealer remote broadcast is that 8-day trip on the Searcher in prime time. So, yeah, thanks to Art and Celia for that, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Thanks, Dylan, for the call.
You got it, buddy. Paul in Bellflower is up next. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Art, how did you buy the Searcher? How did that all come about and you get into the business and everything like that?
Wow. I was in the right place at the right time. I contacted Frank Lopresti and told him that I was interested in running a boat and ownership. And, you know, at that time he had an operator on the Searcher and said, we'll just get back in the loop, get back in the game, and we'll keep that in mind. And then about 6 months later, he said, do you have any interest in running the Searcher? And since I had been a crew member on there prior to that, it was a no-brainer. So
when was this?
1982.
You've been doing it a few years.
It was a good year.
Yeah. Is that the year you were born?
Yeah.
Wow. Now
so, you know, Frank said, run the boat for a year, and if you like me and I like you, then we'll talk about a lease purchase thing. And
wow,
so
no
that
kidding.
Was one of those deals where, you know, it was, here's this 95-footer on a silver platter, see what you can do with it, kid.
Wow,
no kidding.
Wow.
And so it was a huge opportunity. I'm very, very grateful to Frank for that opportunity, and we made it work.
Yeah,
that's
you
awesome,
did.
Man.
Yeah.
And here the boat's celebrating 50 years.
50-year anniversary,
yeah.
May 24th, was the launch date. Yeah.
Tell us, give us a brief history on the Searcher, the 50 years of service in the long-range fleet.
Well, 5 years it was the Cape Polaris. Bill and Ingrid Poole had it constructed in Costa Mesa. It's a Dittmar Donaldson, all-wood construction. Celia and I went up there on the 24th and drove around Newport and found where the old yard was and went down to Lido, where Lido Shipyard used to be. It's now Newport Harbor Shipyard. And so we spent the day around Newport Beach. And
nice.
So it's pretty interesting to
what
think
a cool
about
day.
That.
I bet that was awesome.
You know, putting that, getting that boat on a trailer and driving it down Newport Boulevard.
Holy Mac, can
you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it in the middle of the night, you know, and got the necessary permits to do that. And that's what how all these Dittmars, I think there's at least a dozen still in the fleet now, that's how all of them were launched.
Yeah.
You know, in 1977, 1975, when the Royal Polaris was launched, then Frank purchased the Cape Polaris from Bill Poole and renamed it the Searcher. He had the small Searcher prior to that, so he took the name with him and in 1975 started operating the Searcher.
Uh-huh. Nice. And Bill built this basically as the premier long-range sport fishing vessel.
Yeah. When it came out, you know, it was the Cadillac. It was pretty impressive to see photos of that boat backing into the slip
and
a huge
what,
celebration. And
what kind of trips would he do?
Well, I think it was, you know, initially it was overnight trips in spring and summer, and then in the fall he would do 5, 6, and 7 day trips. And, you know, eventually they started doing longer trips, 8 and 10 day trips. And I believe that, you know, there were 16-day trips to the Revillas as well. So,
wow.
That was part of the boat's history, and Frank did 16-day trips to the Revillas
on
that boat as well.
Boat.
Yeah.
So overnight trip during the Albacore years, how many would they pull on?
Well, you know, believe it or not, the boat was certified for 88 people.
88 people.
Yeah, or 81 people, 81. Excuse me. It had 69 bunks.
Holy mackerel.
So if you signed up and you didn't get a bunk, then you hung out in the galley. So there was.
But they used to carry 88 people?
81 people?
Yeah, absolutely.
During the albacore years?
Yeah, yeah. Albacore and yellowtail. You know, I've done overnight trips with 75 people on that boat before.
What's that like?
Chaos.
Yeah. I'll bet it is.
I'm glad those days are over.
That's wild.
And you probably are, too. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Great.
Hey, we have one of the legends in the business, Don Hanson, on the line. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
I just called to say I was there 50 years ago when they launched that beautiful vessel. So
really?
Awesome.
I was with Bill and Ingrid. Dick Helger and I came to see it. That we were invited by Bill and Ingrid, so we were there. Beautiful, beautiful boat, and it still is. So I just wanted to call and congratulate you on 50 years.
Thank you, Don.
That's cool.
What was it like? Did you get to see that thing traveling down Newport Boulevard?
Oh, yeah. I launched five of my boats right there in the same yard, so I got to see a few of them go down that coast highway. And it was kind of a unique situation watching a boat go down a coast highway.
I can't imagine. That is so cool to me. I love that.
I spent a lot of time with Dick and Don up there at Seaboat and watched Bruce build his boat and Schaefer build the Thunderbird and I go back way too far, but I guess I can't get on the searcher because I'm over 80 now, so I have
to. You can still come, Don. You have an open invitation anytime you want to go for a ride. Let us know.
I know. All right, thank you very much. You guys did a fantastic job of that boat, and congratulations on 50 years and many, many more.
Thank you so much.
Don. Thanks, Don. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on your Let's Talk Hookup app and the radio network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we're talking about Big Bluefin. We talk about it over and over again. The reel that you need is a Talica.
Oh, man, there's just never been a Big Bluefin reel created better. The nice thing about Talica is you can be in a situation where you can fish a Talica 16, a reel that fits in your hand and it's easy to cast and it's easy to turn the handle. And if you happen to hook a 150 instead of an 80, you still have enough reel to get the job done. It was the case for us when we fished last week. We were in a spot of fish that we were assuming were a little smaller, had a tack 16 with a piece of 80-pound fluorocarbon on it, hooked a fish that we got no problem, you know, with such quality gear. It was a 160-pounder. We weren't prepared for a fish of that size, but we had the right reel to get it in case we did hook that one.
You match that with, like, a Therese rail rod, man, you've got them.
That's it.
For sure. Get it at your local Shimano dealer. The Shimano Talica Therese combo can't be beat. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook. I'm having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun with Art. If you want to get through, join us this morning. It's been a very busy morning on the phones. Everybody wants to talk to Captain Art Taylor. It's 833-288-0973.
Yeah, indeed. And they also want to win that Anza Fish Pro Filet Knife, too.
You're not kidding,
yeah,
man. That's
$185 knife, courtesy of Anza Knives. We want to thank them very much, Donnie and the gang over there. Let's go ahead and find out what's biting.
You got it, buddy. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the co-creators of that amazing knife. They put some great input, and the people at Anza Knives knew what they were doing and built that great prize. But, hey, the experts at Fisherman's Processing, not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there. Brian Willie is on the line from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there this morning?
Doing
fantastic.
Great.
And we're watching the searcher back into the slip as we speak right here.
Oh, perfect timing, right?
Yeah, indeed.
Good stuff. Hey, up here, you know, we had another, I call it a pretty good week of fishing. We had some funky conditions and stuff like that to work with a couple days. But all in all, just kind of a good summer week locally. The bass fishing, it's been fun, it's been pretty good. Certainly conditions are king. The conditions for us this week were a little bit better in the mornings the last couple days. The half day zone, the bass action has been good on a myriad of different things. The live bait's been catching some fish, great action as well on the rubber lures, the surface iron, the hard baits. It's all been working pretty good there on that bass. Three-quarter day action is similar to the half-day scene in regards to that bass fishing. Some good current this week. That helped things a lot, too, along the kelp. These three-quarter day trips, we've been holding in some shallow water rockfish, too, as needed. Again, the conditions with the inshore program has kind of dictated how we've approached that shallow water rockfish. So we're telling our guys, come with like an 8-foot medium rod and a 300-size reel that you have some braid on. That'll cross over good. You can fish calico bass. You can throw the rubber lure with it. And then if you need to, you know, tie on a heavier sinker or fish a cold sniper jig for some of that rockfish, it transitions over real nice, makes things nice and smooth. And with that big south swell yesterday, gosh, things were all washed out, and it was a little bit tougher day for us yesterday. And the Fury, he's been over at Clemente. He's had some good action over there on his trips. That yellowtail fishing is still pretty darn good over there. It's more of a day-to-day deal for that yellowtail. Some days has certainly been biting better than others, but he's also been catching plenty of bass, sheephead, and whitefish in between that yellowtail opportunity over there. And then our six-pack fleet staying busy, too. Those guys have been over at Clemente catching that yellowtail, getting a little dabble in that bluefin that's down there, and even starting to see some fish on the kelps out here. The Bordering, too, had a nice little hit on some yellows on some kelps up this way as well this week, so everything's kind of hitting here for us. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a phone call. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And call and make those reservations. Certainly need that. And, again, if you have a small little family group you want to get out, you know, we've got plenty of opportunity on some of our smaller boats to get the small family groups out. We've had quite a few of those actually lately.
That's
with our
cool.
six-pack guys,
yeah.
So it's been a good deal.
Great. Sounds great. So, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, thanks for that. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Woolley.
Right. Well, we're standing by for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. Let's jump back on the phone.
Sounds good, bud. How about we talk to Dave? He's calling us from Poway. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Dave.
Good to hear the good fishing reports. Really good.
Yes,
say, Art, thanks for all your contributions to the fishing industry. I've got a searcher story from my first long-range trip. It was several years ago now, and I'd signed up for a Penn University trip with Steve Carson on that trip. And when we got to Fisherman's Landing, you had announced that we were going to go to the ridge, so there was immediate excitement. Everybody was excited to get to go there. Ricky got us lined up with Wahoo tackle and bombs and all of that, and so off we went. And at the start of the trip, the first night, I think it was, we're dropper loop fishing for yellowtail. I'm on the starboard side of the boat. We started at 3 o'clock, and by this time it's about 4:30. I dropped my dropper loop down, and it stopped after about 10 feet. And I wasn't sure what happened. Did it get fouled or whatever? I knew it wasn't, couldn't possibly be a bite. So I looked over the edge of the rail, and there's this shadow in the water, this white shadow. And I swear it's a third the length of the boat. It took my breath away. I didn't know what it was. So I didn't want the guys to think I was crazy. So you came by and I said, hey, Art, what was that? And you kind of chuckled and you said, well, that's a whale shark. And your weight dropped on its back. And you said, sure enough, it was a third the length of the boat. We saw it later on in the trip.
Wow.
So
that
stuck
great.
With me. And then later on,
sharks from time to time, we see them on the ridge.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
cool.
They're impressive animals.
Yeah, they are.
Lamb of yellowfin, yellowtail, dorado, and wahoo. We had good wahoo fishing that trip. And all in the same 24-hour period at Grand Slam, I'm thinking, this long-range fishing, it's a pretty cool deal. I'm in.
Yeah, this is okay.
And now you're hooked.
Yeah, definitely hooked. And you have such a good operation, Art, top to bottom. Thank you for that introduction to long-range. Thank you for many things. And I just wanted to, relay that and express my thanks and my congratulations on the Searcher's 50th anniversary, too.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. We appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for the call this morning. Okay, let's continue that fish report.
You got it. It's time for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. He's on the line right now. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hello, Art.
Gundy.
Congratulations.
Morning, Gundy.
50 great years, Art. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, hey, all good things must come to an end, and that big swell kind of put the kibosh on an excellent, beach bite. Most of the shallows are pretty churned up right now, but fear not. We have a full moon, strong tides, warming water, grunion runs, so as soon as it evens out, we're going to get right back at it. One of the bright spots, we've got a couple bright spots this season so far, and the corbina fishing has been one of them. Just from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border, we've had corbina catches all throughout the early part of this summer. And, most of the veterans are saying that it's better than they've seen in recent years. And the other pleasant surprise has been the calico bass fishing. We've been talking about that. And we had a lot of fish caught in the shallows again this week. And we're just seeing good numbers, good quality fish. And for the calico bass enthusiasts, you've got to be happy. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action off Goleta. Flash minnows have been a top bait up there. The grunion have been running on this Goleta beach, so it's been very consistent. Lots of fish in the 18 to 28-inch range, topped by, I think, a 34-inch fish was a big one this week. Wiley's reported excellent all-around fishing for a variety of species, halibut, calico bass, yellowfin, croaker, corbina, opali, leopard shark, sarg, all in the catch this week. The top catch was from a kayaker, 40-inch halibut, taken outside Ooh. Paradise Cove on a whole trap rig sardine. And we've been talking about how well the sardines are fishing for the halibut guys. And don't hesitate using a big one, big bait, big fish, and put a trap hook on there. Big Fish at Seal Beach reported good halibut action off Cherry Beach Shoreline Drive. Drop shot zoom flukes are working there. 17-pounder on a live smelt was the top fish up there. Good corvina action, too, off Bolsa Chica, and all the way down the line there. Ketchum Tackle reported a 4-pound, 2-ounce corvina taken on a bloodworm near the piers. Most anglers reporting multi-fish days. The street jetties, river jetties, also real good. Hogan's and Dana Point reported lots of corbina taken throughout Capel Bay, finding more bait-sized sand crabs, so the sand crabs have been good. And the guys are using the rake to get the soft shells, and the soft shells are just about a guaranteed bite. And also good calico bass fishing off South Laguna there, and then the guys are also getting them from swing sets to Cotton Point. You know, you get out there early in the morning and throw those swim baits, you see the fish flipping outside the surf line. That's what you're looking for. And 6-pound, 10-ounce spot fin wins the Pacific Coast Croaker Derby. Lots of corbina, too, along this beach. And then Blue Water reported a 29-inch corbina caught and released off Cardiff. 29 inches, that's got to be somewhere around the 7-pound mark.
That's
just
big fish.
Monster fish. And he didn't have a scale. I can't give him any guff for not weighing it, but he released it, so that's a good thing. I like to have a little spring scale with me. You know, the digital scales I've had trouble with over the years, malfunctioning at the worst time. But a good old-fashioned spring scale, throw it in your backpack, and when you hang a fish like that, it's always good to know the size. So that's my little tip of the week. But fantastic fish. It's coming.
Good one, Gundy. We sure appreciate it. Great report, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Have a good week, you guys.
You too.
See you, Gundy. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggedy body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the detail.